This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. A letter from the Texas Medical Association came across our desks this week with a pretty startling headline, "The Next Disneyland Could Be Plano." It's a reference to the measles outbreak that spread to 18 states and the nation's capital. Dr. Ernest Buck wrote that letter. He's a pediatrician who's chair of the TMA's Council on Health Promotion. And for this week's Friday Conversation, he joins me from his hometown of Corpus Christi. Dr. Buck, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you.
That's a pretty tough headline. Seems like you're trying to shock people.
You know, if you can have a epidemic start in Disneyland, you can probably have one start at Six Flags or Texas Stadium.
Now, you're referring to vaccination rates, or specifically exemption rates. Can you explain what that means?
Yes. In the state of Texas, a parent can opt out of having their child immunized prior to going to school by claiming a religious exemption or just a philosophical exemption, a conscientious objection. And about 34,000 kids in Texas are attending public school without being fully immunized.
And the thing you're pointing out is that five of the top 10 in the whole state are in North Texas. Northwest ISD in Tarrant County is number 3. Plano came in 10th. Frisco's rate is more than double the state average. Why do you think there's such a concentration in North Texas?
Well, I'm not sure, honestly. We do see more conscientious objection in more affluent areas, in folks that listen frequently to media report and develop unnecessary anxieties about the vaccines. And rather than researching it deeply or consulting with their physicians, they just get scared and opt out.
In the last few weeks, a pair of potential presidential candidates, Chris Christie and Rand Paul, endorsed the idea that's known as vaccine choice for parents. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has defended parents' rights to opt out. Do statements like that make your job harder?
Absolutely. I wish the governor had not jumped quite as quick to say that he thought Texas had it right. Texas liberalized its conscientious objection law about 3 or 4 sessions ago.
Right, 2003, I believe, was the very first.
Okay, and since then, it's become much easier to opt out. And we've got these increasing amounts so that 1%, 2%, 3% of kids in many school districts are not immunized. And in some of the private schools and some of the charter schools, it's even much higher than that.
Do you think the expansion of those exemptions poses a long-term danger?
Oh, absolutely. It just allows all of us to be exposed, and particularly those with any immunodeficiencies, folks that have a cancer under treatment, folks that are on steroids for a rheumatic disease, folks that have HIV, they can't be fully immunized or have lost some of their immunities. And just being exposed to having 2 or 3% of folks around them not being fully immunized means that they can get exposed and have life-threatening illnesses.
Now, a Republican state legislator from Dallas, Jason Villalba, has filed a bill that would no longer let parents opt out for personal or religious reasons. What do you think of that idea?
I'm not sure that we shouldn't have some ways to get out, particularly if there's a medical reason or a standard religious belief, but to allow parents to just sort of randomly decide that they want out is, I think, a risk for the population as a whole.
Pediatrician Ernest Buck, thanks for taking the time.
Well, you're very welcome.